Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Spirit Run A6, Zuri's Mile Marathon, Through North America's Stolen Land by Noé Alvarez, is a non-fiction travel memoir that follows an extraordinary act of endurance, a transcontinental relay run from Canada to Guatemala. Alvarez, a Mexican-American writer raised in Washington State, joins a small team of indigenous runners and supporters who carry a ceremonial staff southward, moving step by step across borders and through communities shaped by colonialism, migration, and resistance. The book blends road narrative, reportage, and personal history, using the physical demands of distance running as a lens for examining land, identity, and belonging. As the route cuts through reservations, cities, deserts, and mountain passes, Alvarez listens to stories of dispossession and survival, while confronting his own questions about family, class, and what it means to claim a place in North America. The result is both a journey story and a grounded reflection on how histories live in bodies and landscapes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, running a ceremony and witness. A central thread of the book is that the run is not merely athletic spectacle, but an act of ceremony and witness. The relay is structured around carrying a staff and moving in a way that signals responsibility to the land and to the people met along the route. By framing the miles as a collective practice rather than an individual triumph, the narrative challenges common endurance stories that focus on personal glory. The logistics of rotating runners, securing places to sleep, and maintaining morale become part of the meaning the journey depends on mutual care, patience, and respect for protocol. Alvarez highlights how the physical strain sharpens attention, making landscapes and encounters feel immediate and consequential. Running becomes a method of listening, where fatigue strips away pretense and opens room for difficult conversations about history and power. The group's presence in towns and on reservation lands invites questions from strangers and creates opportunities for exchange. In this way, movement itself becomes a form of testimony, marking continuity with indigenous traditions and asserting that the land is not an abstract backdrop but a living relationship. Secondly, Stolen Land and the Geography of Dispossession. The subtitle points to the book's larger argument: North America is shaped by theft of indigenous land and the ongoing consequences of colonization. As the runners pass through different regions, the narrative connects terrain to political history, showing how borders, property lines, and resource extraction have reordered indigenous life. The route becomes a moving map of displacement, where stories of broken treaties, forced removals, and cultural suppression surface alongside present-day struggles for sovereignty. Alvarez uses the changing geography to make the abstract concrete. A highway, a fence plain, or an urban edge can become evidence of who is allowed to belong and who is pushed out. The journey also reveals how colonial structures persist through policing, economic marginalization, and environmental harm, often concentrated in indigenous communities. Rather than presenting history as finished, the book emphasizes continuity, the way past decisions shape contemporary opportunity and health. By tying these realities to the daily act of putting one foot in front of the other, Alvarez offers readers a visceral sense of scale, making the concept of stolen land legible not as a slogan, but as a lived condition embedded in the landscape. Thirdly, Crossing Borders and Rethinking Migration Narratives. Moving from Canada toward Guatemala forces repeated encounters with borders, both official and informal. The book explores how boundaries govern movement and define whose travel is celebrated and whose is criminalized. The runner's passage complicates simplistic migration narratives by placing indigenous sovereignty and colonial history at the center of discussions about nation-states. Alvarez, as a Mexican-American participant, brings particular sensitivity to how identity is read by authorities and strangers, and how language, skin color, and documents influence safety. The group's mission also reframes the continent as interconnected, challenging the idea that political borders reflect natural divisions. Along the way, the narrative attends to the everyday realities of crossing, including the anxiety of checkpoints and the moral contradictions of a continent built on mobility for some and restriction for others. This theme invites readers to consider migration not only as an economic story but as a historical consequence of conquest, land loss, and unequal development. By placing the runners' bodies in contact with the border regime, Alvarez shows how policy becomes physical experience, turning abstract debates into moments of vulnerability, solidarity, and ethical choice. Fourthly, community, story, and the work of solidarity. Although the run is a continuous line on a map, the book is built from encounters with communities. Alvarez depicts a network of hosts, organizers, elders, activists, and everyday people who offer food, shelter, ceremony, and critique. These interactions underline that solidarity is not a feeling but a practice shaped by accountability and listening. The runner group must adapt to local customs and accept guidance, learning when to speak and when to step back. The narrative also shows how stories travel a personal history shared over a meal, can reshape how the next stretch of road is understood. At the same time, the book does not flatten differences among indigenous nations or pretend that a single event can resolve centuries of harm. Tensions within the group and misunderstandings with outsiders appear as part of the reality of coalition building. Alvarez emphasizes reciprocity, the need to give back rather than consume experience as inspiration. By focusing on the unglamorous work of coordination, conflict resolution, and mutual support, the book presents solidarity as demanding, imperfect, and necessary. Readers see how collective action is sustained by relationships and how movement across land can be paired with responsibility to the people who live on it. Lastly, personal identity, family history, and the body as archive, interwoven with the travel narrative, is Alvarez's introspection about his own background, ambitions, and sense of belonging. The run becomes a catalyst for examining family history, class constraints, and the pressures placed on children of immigrants to succeed without losing themselves. The physical body serves as an archive, carrying both pain and possibility blisters, injuries, hunger, and exhaustion mirror emotional strain and unresolved questions. As the miles accumulate, the book explores how identity is shaped by place, by the stories one inherits, and by the stories one chooses to carry forward. Alvarez's position alongside indigenous runners raises ethical and emotional complexities about allyship, appropriation, and shared struggle. Rather than offering easy resolution, the narrative suggests that self-understanding is a process, not a destination, and that humility is part of growth. The act of running, repetitive and stripped down, creates space for memory and reevaluation. Readers are invited to consider how their own bodies hold history, how landscapes can trigger reflection, and how a demanding communal undertaking can expose both personal limits and capacities for change. In conclusion, this book suits readers who like narrative nonfiction that combines travel writing, memoir, and social history, especially those interested in indigenous sovereignty, migration, and how colonial legacies shape everyday life. Endurance sports fans will also find value, but the heart of the story is less about finishing times and more about what movement can reveal when it is tied to responsibility and community. The book can benefit a reader's life by expanding awareness of the land beneath familiar maps, encouraging deeper listening across cultures, and offering a model of humility-driven learning. Alvarez's attention to fatigue, doubt, and interpersonal dynamics makes the journey relatable and shows how meaningful change often comes through sustained effort rather than sudden revelation. Compared with similar road memoirs or athletic adventures, Spirit Run stands out for its ethical focus and its insistence that geography is political. It asks readers to confront how borders and property were made, and what it means to move through those spaces today. If you want a gripping journey that also reshapes how you understand North America and your place within it, this is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Noe Alvarez, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.